ever find yourself in a conversation and suddenly you manage to pull a random fact out of your brain that perhaps you learned, you know, in your formative years, years and years ago? So today my kids are going to a basketball clinic with the current NBL champions, the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. And seeing as the amount that I know about basketball could be written on the back of a postage stamp, it fits that Michael Jordan was the person who came to mind in the car this morning when we were talking about basketball, because even if you don't know anything about basketball, you know something about Michael Jordan. Am I right? And so, what is the random fact about Michael Jordan that came out of my brain this morning that I'm sure my 6 and 9-year-old really wanted to know about? It's his ability to handle pressure in critical moments. We got pretty serious. Now, as I said to the kids, this is a skill that not only made him a basketball legend, but also is a really valuable lesson for becoming interview legends ourselves. Okay, that is not the segue that I used with the kids, but just play along. Now, I want to set the scene. This is my basketball knowledge coming out. I think I'm going to need some sound effects to help, because anything will help. There we are. We're in the stadium. And it's game 6 of the 1997 NBA Finals, the Chicago Bulls versus the Utah Jazz. There are just seconds left on the clock, and the Bulls are trailing by 1 point. Jordan has the ball. Instead of letting the pressure consume him, he takes a deep breath. He visualizes the ball going through the net. He focuses on the years of training and experience that he has, because he knows he can make the basket, and he does it. Yep, Jordan made the shot, which is now an iconic game-winning shot and secured the Bulls their 5th championship. And when he was asked about the shot later, what he said was, and I quote, "I never looked at the consequences of missing a big shot. When you think about the consequences, you always think of a negative result." Jordan, he knows stuff. Conquer your mind, command your outcome. Now, if we go way back to early psychology and William James, he says, "The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another." And so the segue to interviews. When we find ourselves in high-pressure situations, such as media interviews, it's really easy to become distracted by all of the potential consequences of getting it wrong. And then what happens is we quickly get into negative self-talk, a fixation on our weaknesses rather than our strengths, and we become overwhelmed by nerves. So what can we do? Yeah, we can be like Jordan. He made that iconic shot by mastering his mindset, which is just a great reminder that our mindset plays a crucial role in our performance. Now, understanding the importance of mindset is one thing, mastering it is another. Now, when it comes to performing well in interviews, this is something I know about. If it's in the rest of your life, then you may need to talk with someone else. But here are 3 strategies that I reckon will help transform that kind of intrusive pressure into an impressive interview performance. So the first thing, self-talk yourself up. Self-talk yourself up. Self-talk yourself up. Self-talk yourself up. I'm trying to do it, because this is not the time for DIY bullying. You need to be your own champion, not your worst critic. I'm starting to sound a bit like mindset coach Ben Crow there, but I think he says inner fan and inner critic. Anyway, if ever there was a time to give yourself a pep talk, this is it. Do what you can to boost your confidence, talk yourself up, and be your mind's best friend. So this is about dismissing negative thoughts and intentionally replacing them with positive ones. And writing them down can really help those positive thoughts feel real and make you stay focused. Whenever you notice that negative self-talk creeping in, stand up, change your position, distract your mind, and then refocus on the good stuff. So self-talk yourself up. Tip 2, concentrate on your expert ease. Yeah, there is so much stuff that you can talk about with ease. Concentrate on that. And I know that it's natural for us to worry about what we don't know. It's more productive for us to channel that energy into polishing the knowledge that we already have. We've been invited to be interviewed because of what we know, not because of what we don't know. And if you are asked something that you can't answer, just say so and then redirect the question to something that you can talk about. It's an opportunity to showcase your knowledge and passion for the subjects that matter to you most. So concentrate on your expert ease. What you do know, not what you don't. And finally, rename your nerves, because they're not showing a lack of confidence, despite what our brain is telling us. They're actually just reminding us that we care. When it comes to speaking in public, we have a bad habit of thinking that any adrenaline release is a bad thing. But when it comes to extreme sports, we know that people go searching for this feeling, but they don't call it nerves. They don't put it down to a lack of confidence or, worse still, a lack of capability. They call it a buzz. And the science says that positive associations can end up reducing the amount of adrenaline that we release over time. So I reckon we need to give our nerves that feeling, that buzz, a name that makes us like them. Lots. And if you're struggling, just start with excitement. I'm feeling excited. Not I'm feeling nervous. I'm so excited about this interview. And so that is your Jordan-esque mindset prep for interviews. Self-talk yourself up, concentrate on your expert ease, and rename your nerves. Three things that I reckon will really help you to make the shot during your next media, podcast, or panel interview. Now, next week, we are moving from your mind to your body, and I'll give you three more tips about things that you can concentrate on when it comes to your body during interviews to make sure that you can be a better guest. Right now, I need to be a better mum and do some research on some more current basketballers so that I can be of some value in the conversation in the car on the way home. But before I go, a reminder that if you want the written version of this, so you don't have to take the notes, you can sign up to my weekly newsletter. Everything from this podcast gets written down and sent to you directly if you sign up. So you can do that via Substack, which is where my newsletters are hanging out right now. I'm loving that. Or you can find the link on my website or on my LinkedIn profile. Or if you can find your way there, which most people can't, in the show notes to this podcast. I'll talk to you next week.